You're listening to Bombshell Brunches, where your hosts Raquel Rodenberg and Christina Lau sip and spill with badass babes every Tuesday morning.
It is Tuesday. That actually was somewhat better than a lot better than yesterday.
Okay.
We are back with our favorite ocean bloom. Yay!
Thank you.
You're back in the hood. You're back in Canada.
Traveled
Welcome.
All the way across the world. 3 flights.
Just for us, really.
Across the world. Well, kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Stop.
I want to be with the bombshells.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited that we're here with you. We just finished a live stream, so highly recommend that you check that out. It's very visual. You'll see all the tools. We'll talk about healing modalities. It's very, very, very good. And it's very different from this podcast episode. So I do recommend that you watch both or listen to both. But today I wanted to chat with you about fitness and keeping in shape and getting rid of stagnant energy through movement, because I think people are getting back to life, people are going back to work, and they're trying to juggle this weird transition phase between maybe working a hybrid schedule. Where does gym routines fit into this? People are starting to travel again. With travel comes, you know, a lot of times a lot of vino or bad foods, and it can be really difficult to get movement and fitness in. So I thought, who's better to talk to you about that than Miss Ocean Bloom? So what do? You travel the world all the time. How do you stay so fit? Because you were very
well
fit.
Thank you. At this point now, and when people ask me to, even about yoga, they're like, if I could only do one class a week for 1 hour, what would it be? And my answer is yin yoga, because our minds are going so fast and our nervous system is on overdrive. And we're often, I don't know how anyone really isn't in a state of hyper arousal with so much stuff coming in, that it's really important to be still. And the principle of yin is that you physically find your edge in a posture, you become still, and then you hold it for time. And this is a way to be in a physical practice that's also a meditation and a release. And so that I feel is like, if you can only do one thing, that would be the best start. However, that's like having a meal with no spices on it, right? You want a little more flavor. So I use sandbags, empty sandbags that I could travel with, and bands. And what I really love lately, I mean, I'm almost falling back on it as a crutch, but I love Tabata workouts.
What is Tabata?
Oh, you can get a timer on your phone for free. And you basically do 4 minutes of exercise. You do 20 seconds on working and 10 seconds rest for 8 rounds. And you don't need equipment. And you can break up your body parts where, like, if I haven't been exercising, because I've been, like, I was flying for 3 days and I have jet lag and, like, hadn't done anything. So I'm like, okay, I just need to do something. And I can take, for example, I would do like lower body for 4 minutes. So I'll do squats and lunges. 20 seconds on, 10 seconds rest, 20 seconds on. Lunge, squat, 4 minutes, done. And your mind is engaged then, because you only have 10 seconds to rest. And there's a timer going. And the beauty, too, is you can play your music and have the timer going at the same time. So it's like super focused. Who doesn't have 4 minutes, right?
Yeah.
You could actually blast your legs in 4 minutes. And so if I haven't been training, I'll do 4 minutes lower body, 4 minutes upper body, 4 minutes abs, and 4 minutes of cardio. And I feel good about that, you know, like you actually do feel it.
Yeah.
And then if you have bands, like those little booty bands and stuff like this, I mean, you can be watching TV or talking on the phone and nobody knows that you're working your glutes, you know.
Office meetings, people are just working their glutes.
Time management, right? Yeah. Actually, I met this lovely woman. I mean, at the time I was quite a bit younger than her, and she, at At 41, she did her first fitness competition, and she was a businesswoman. She was up at 5:30 every morning, and she had children, like she had a household to run. And I had gone over to her place, and I saw dumbbells in her bathroom, and I started laughing. I was like, yo, what is going on here? And she said, listen, honey, I have a very tight ship to run here. I do not have a lot of time, but I go to the toilet multiple times a day because I'm drinking so much water. So every time I go to the bathroom, I do a set of weights.
Oh yeah. My God.
You know, get some squats in there. So you tell yourself, I'm going to do 100 squats a day, right?
I think that's more efficient than Christina, even. Christina's the queen of multitasking. She does all the things. Right now, she's writing our scripts.
I used to have a friend, too. Actually, it was one of my martial arts teachers. And, like, he did not care what anyone thought ever. He would stop anywhere and just... like literally at a streetlight, if we're waiting for a streetlight, he would go down on the ground and do 20 push-ups all day long. And I was kind of like, what is this guy doing? But at like 62 years old, he looked like a bodybuilder shredded. And it's like just consistency, yeah. Right? One of the things I say to people when we're training and when I teach classes and to myself, because you wake up in the morning, you feel tired, right? Rather than approaching the workout like, oh, I need a whole bunch of caffeine and stimulants because I don't have the energy to put into this workout. The way I look at it is when we move our body, we're creating space so that we receive more energy, more chi.
And it is so true.
Yeah. So even in the warm-up, it's like breathe and move and make space so then you feel energized. You're feeling better. So it comes back even into the NLP, like, oh, I have this thought in my mind that I'm too old, I'm too stiff, like, you know, I don't have the time.
NLP is?
Neuro-linguistic programming.
There we go.
So just changing the belief system around it. It's like, oh, I have to force myself to go to the gym. Oh, it's going to hurt. No, actually, oh, I feel so good when I move. Even if it's 4 minutes, I am proud of myself if I do a 4-minute workout.
Yeah.
And I used to be the worst of coming from a competitive background where I was not happy with myself if I didn't do a 2-hour workout.
Oh,
or didn't train twice a day. Yeah, it's like, oh, there's no point in even training if I'm not doing 2 hours. So then I would do nothing and then I would eat bad and then I'd be angry at myself because I ate bad. Like it's a terrible cycle. Whereas now I'm like, if I get up and I do 4 minutes of stretching and breathing, I've done something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can feel good about that. I think one of the things you tapped into when we were talking on the live stream was this idea of your mental state, your stress. Mm-hmm. So I know, you know, before I went abroad, I was working a corporate job. I had a big commute, so I was in the car a lot. Mm-hmm. And I was working out twice a day, also an hour apiece, because it was the only way I could fit in what I wanted to do, and I had these goals, and so I would be up by like 4:30 in the morning, at the gym by 5:30, then shower and get ready for work, then to work through rush hour, but in between you're sitting all day, because you're in a corporate job, so you're like at your desk. And so when I went abroad, I had been working for all this time to try to lose this excess weight that I was getting, and I was like, I don't know why I've brought on all this excess weight, it's so unlike me, like normally I don't really have to work too hard to keep weight off. And people are like, oh, it's age. I'm like, it's not. Like, it's really, it's not
You're
age.
You're not old.
I'm not old. I was like, this is definitely not what it is. I'm telling you.
Like, it might be your age, but it's not mine.
Something's up. And when I went abroad, all of a sudden I found I just, with no effort, maybe just for fun because I love fitness, I would work out for days a week, but it wasn't in excess. And I would just drop weight. And not just drop weight, like I toned right up and weight just shed, I just didn't have to try, it would just shed back off me. I think part of that was like living in this really stressful life to going abroad, and there's certain aspects. I mean, it's a biking city, so you are more active throughout
the
day.
The temperature makes such a difference as well.
The rain. But I was in Holland at that time, so it was still similar temperatures to here, but it is definitely a more active lifestyle. But I think the biggest thing was the stress. The stress was holding on to all of this excess weight. And so that actually tipped me off when you were talking about doing yin yoga. If you're going to do one form of yoga, my all-time hated form of yoga is yin. But it's also the one I need the most.
That's the thing. Where there's the most resistance.
Yeah. I hate it, Ocean. I go into a pose and I'm like, this is awful. I hate every moment. And at the end, they're like...
But at the end, you feel like a different person.
Yeah, at the end, I'm like falling asleep driving home. I'm so zenned out.
The energy moves better. That's why. Yeah. And then you've given your body a rest and it actually functioned. But we're all pushing too hard, too fast, and then so depleted. Yeah. And then go to the gym and you push some more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm comfortable in the push zone. Mm-hmm. I'm not as comfortable in the sit in the discomfort zone. Mm-hmm. It's a bit harder.
Be with what is. But I say, if you have a tattoo on your body and you've endured that, then you can sit in a yin posture.
Well, I have a few, so I don't have an excuse.
Yeah, exactly. It's very much the same, right? Like, oh, this is uncomfortable. Oh, it hurts. Oh, I don't like it. Yeah. Oh, I want this to stop. Oh, it's not going to stop for a while. Okay, I surrender. I'm here. Oh, it's not that bad.
Oh my gosh.
I kind of like it here.
That's such a good point. Because I told someone just the other day, they were like, oh, I've always wanted a tattoo, but I'm so afraid of the pain. And I was like, it's not pain. It's
your fear about the fear.
To meditate. Like, it's a chance to breathe. I love getting a tattoo because I get solo time where I can just breathe through something. And
that
now
says
I'm
a lot
thinking
about
of
you.
Like,
you're like, I love the pain.
The end result. Yeah, I do. I just like to be able to sit there. It kind of like forces you to focus in.
To stop. You can't go anywhere. Accept what is.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you're right. I need to take that mentality and put it into yin yoga, and then I'll enjoy the process of yin yoga more. Love the outcome of yin yoga. Mm. But yes, I find the process difficult. So, okay, so booty bands. We're talking about sandbags. Can you explain the sandbags? What are they? Like, where can someone find them?
I've been using for the last 15 years Alpha Strong canvas sandbags. There's many different kinds, but the canvas sandbags have zippers on them so you can empty them out. They're literally, you could hold it up with one finger. So for traveling, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You can put all of your stuff in the bag. Oh, and then when you get somewhere, you can put water bottles in it. When I was up in the mountains, I went to the grocery store and got kitty litter to make it super heavy. But what a perfect way to have your equipment with you. It's light to travel with, but then you make it heavy and you can put it over your shoulders. I mean, you can do, I have so many workouts created with the sandbag. And then you have the band. So yeah, it's a good combo. Oh,
that's so smart. And then for the bands, what can people expect to do? I mean, I know you can do a whole bunch of lower body work with bands. You can also do upper body. Mm-hmm. What does that look like? Like, is it squats? Is it lunges? What are people doing with the bands?
Yeah, well, even I tore my hamstring and really badly. I snapped it, actually. And my physio was like, you... I know, I feel guilty. He's like, you need to do clams, you know, the clam exercise twice a day. You know, your glutes are weak. And so I was like, well, it's a good thing I have these bands. So, yeah, you can... That's just so much. And I think just for stabilizing as well, they're really good. But if you don't have weights, it's adding that extra resistance.
Explain stabilizing with them.
Being...
like, what would you do as a stability exercise? Or just having them at all as a stability
exercise? Yeah, like, because, so in my case, my legs are quite weak right now. And so when I have the tension around my legs, I can push out, and that helps ground me.
Okay.
Yeah. So that it's not as loose.
Yeah.
Just to also like having a brace on the knee.
So it can also be good for form, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Because I know, okay, so
lots
for example,
of people have, when they squat, their knees are like twisting in and out.
Yes.
And so if you're wearing the band, you can say push your knees against the band.
Yes.
Or doing, which, you know, the women love to do the bridges, lifting the hips up. And
amazing. And do you sell the workouts? Do you have courses? How would people find band and sandbag
you
workouts?
Have to get on a plane and go to Thailand and I'll be meeting you on the beach. That's where the workout is.
It used to be at Rec, I know that. And then you get the staircase workout.
Oh yeah exactly. I was doing stairs and I would love to do that again. I'm happy to have some meetups for the stair workout. For
it's so good. The stair workouts are next level.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know if listeners have all been to Wreck Beach or if you're all living in the Vancouver area. If you're not living in the Vancouver area and you visit the Vancouver area, you should check out Wreck Beach. It's just a very intriguing, interesting, fun place to be.
But also warning people, not everyone wants to see nakedness.
Right, so this is a nude optional beach. Not everybody, but it's nude optional.
There's a beautiful staircase next to it that is a good workout, and there's no naked people.
But it's a long staircase. So a lot of people, what happens in Vancouver. Now I just have to finish this tangent because I can't stop here.
Got a little awkward.
Yeah, I can't stop here now. So Wreck Beach is in UBC area, which is where our university is. And you go down this very, very, very long staircase. And most people do sometimes, some people do drink or do other things down there. Or you're just in the hot sun for
a long
time.
Like they get married on the beach.
Yeah. Many of the things happen on Wreck Beach. And then the funniest part is trying to go back up the stairs after possibly drinking, being in the hot sun all day, and then you're trying to drag your stuff back up the... How many stairs is it? Do you know?
No.
I think it's like 150 or something. It's a lot of stairs. And it just makes me laugh. I very much enjoy that staircase. Yeah.
So that's a good summer workout. You can put it on your bucket list.
Okay, what else? So we're talking about stairs. Mm. I want to talk about that because almost anywhere you can find a staircase. Mm-hmm. Whether you go to a school and they have bleachers with staircases so you can be outdoors, whether you're in an office building, you have a staircase in your office building. Mm-hmm. What are some stair workouts people can
do? Well, with those bands actually is good too. If you want to make it a lot harder, you wear the bands just above the knees and then go up sideways, or duck walk up, squat up the stairs, but those bands from light resistance to really heavy resistance can really bring it up a notch.
Amazing. Yeah. And how often would you say someone should do that? So if someone's like, okay, let's say I work in an office building, I'm on the sixth floor, and I'm thinking every day I can just take the stairs instead of taking the elevator, and I want to use these bands to kind of make it a little bit more challenging. Do you think that could be a daily practice, or do you think that's a bit much?
Well, again, it sort of depends what your office attire is and if you want to come into your office sweating.
Six floors up with bands on.
Yeah. And everyone's different and what they need is different. But I think at the end of the day, a lot of times two people are motivated, but they're not inspired.
Yeah.
And so some people may not be inspired to go in the stairs in their building, you know. They need to get outside. And so I think the greatest tool really is when you commit to meeting someone else, because often we have this habit of putting other people first. Mm. So we'll give up on ourselves and be like, oh, I've got other things to do. Whereas if you made the commitment to meet someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Full. Yeah.
Like yesterday, I didn't really feel like exercising, but I know that I need to. So I told my friend, meet me in the gym. I didn't ask. I said, meet me in the gym in 5 minutes because I need to get moving. So I was like, I couldn't force myself to do it. But if I was like, you need to be in the gym.
Did she have a whistle? Did she come up and she's like, okay, I should ask.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
But also in making it fun. And so I was talking in our live stream about yoga trance stance and like other ways. Like honestly, even into like squatting, I'm like, that's kind of depressing. Like it is. But if you put on music and you squat down like and you shake your booty and you're moving around, then it's a lot more fun. And so the whole fitness thing doesn't have to be this painful torture. It's like we need to actually have more fun, dance more. So when I teach that class, it's like, okay, focus is on the feet and like move the feet, boom, 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 you know, way better than just walking on the treadmill. And then like put the energy in your knees, right?
Maybe take a dance class.
Blues,
do trance
music.
Dance.
Yeah. Dance is, it's fun.
It's fun. I think that's a really good point.
I tried for the first time yin aerial yoga in Phuket.
We did aerial yoga.
But did you yin aerial?
I don't know.
It's really different, right? It's kind of like saying, like, try a yin class versus a power class. There's a big difference.
Okay.
Right? The yin is that, like, gentle dropping in. I never did this in the net, kind of hanging upside down and getting the length and the spine there. And even for people that are overweight and have a hard time doing certain yoga postures, when you have the support of the net that way, like it's like having a chiropractic massage. What do you call those things where you hang upside down and you lock your feet in? Traction.
Traction?
Yeah, an inversion table that you get traction for your spine. Yeah.
It's so, actually, so we have another live stream. You should check that one out as well, where we do aerial yoga. Cool. And that was just in Coquitlam. So if anyone's local, you can try that. But that, I agree, is amazing. And my husband and I used to do that on Saturdays when we lived here before we went away. Because both of us were really into fitness, like I said. And
Were?
But at the time it was like very daily practices. It was quite intense. And he does rugby, so he gets lots of injuries and lots of back pain. He's very tightly wound. But that was incredible for both of us. Like we would walk out of there and we would be like, our hips are so loose.
Yeah, like, all right, my chakras are aligned.
Hello.
But at the end of the day, that's ultimately, again, right? Like, yes. You want your body to look a certain way, but you want to feel a certain way. You want to feel strong. You want to feel like you can take on the day or that you can pick up your kids.
Yes. And mobile. Like strength, we talk about strength all the time, but I think one thing that you refer to quite a bit is like the mobility aspect, the ability to have functional strength. It's great to be strong, but if you're just gym strong, then you can maybe lift dumbbells, but you can't move.
I have a quick story to tell about that.
Yes.
I was in Koh Samui in Thailand. I went to see this famous guy there called the muscle doctor. It was a Thai massage therapist. I was in so much pain because I snapped a hamstring and he's working on me and he starts laughing because everywhere he touches, I'm like, oh, ow, oh, he's lifting the arm, oh. And he just starts laughing. Like he's mocking me and he's like, you funny people, so funny, go to gym all the time, have abs, have no power. He's like, some multi woman come in here, have strong chi, no muscle, you know, like he's like, I see abs, muscle, nothing, no power. I was humiliated because I'm like, oh, and then he lifts my leg up, right? And was doing the muscle testing, like, okay, push. I'm like, I'm pushing as hard as I can. And he's like, no power. Like, I just spent decades building this body and have no power. Yeah.
I love that. And it's true though. Like I grew up on a farm. So I grew up doing all these like functional movements. And when I was young, I went to the gym because it was good for my mind, but I was so much more fit than I am now because I would be throwing hay bales, like towering them up and just the movements that you're getting or you're tacking up horses or you're moving things. Like it's a lot of functional movement. Yeah. You're carrying buckets of water, which is like hang holds. And now I see certain functional workouts using these things in their workouts and they're like, these are called farmer holds. I'm like, yes, I'm quite aware.
Yes, yes.
I've done these. Yeah. Hate them, but I've done them. And I think it's so interesting what you're talking about is like this functional strength versus this beauty. And we called them like the other day, we talked about them as being glory muscles. They're beautiful, but they're not always as functionally.
Yeah. So again, it's like, how do you want to feel? So you can also plan your workouts that way, right? And I think a lot of times, well, I know for me as an athlete before, I'm like, okay, today's leg day or today's back day, right? Like, that's what it is, and that's what's in my journal. I need to stick to the program. But the reality is, if you were working on set for 16 hours the day before and your neck is like completely out, it's also about being in the moment and going, okay, I need to move because I feel terrible right now. So maybe I need something else. Like, what is the movement that I need that's going to give me the most chi back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe it's about having a movement block in your day rather than having like, this is my so-and-so gym day. This
and
is
I
my
so
cardio
used
day.
To be that way. And I feel like that's why people end up hating the training. They're like, because the body's like, you're not listening to me. You're not appreciating my needs. You're just pushing aggressively.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so amazing, Ashen.
Oh, thank you. I just said the word chi so many times and this funny thing came to me, a plug for Gucci, because I don't know why I was like, the brand Gucci. I'm like, Gucci? Like Gucci?
It's good Chi.
I don't own anything Gucci, but I wanted to buy it after because I'm like, yeah, this is a good Chi.
I just have good Chi.
Gucci. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you're amazing. We have to go because you Thank have you. Sessions, but I'm so excited that we got to reconnect while you're in Canada. Your website, oceanbloom.com, you can go there for a myriad of things, including, we didn't talk about it in this, but you can check it out in the live stream, tools, there's balms, you got it. There's these beauties over here.
Get the balm, feel the calm.
100% cotton wraps and throwovers to work with Ocean. You can check that out. You can also go to Ocean Bloom on Instagram, which I highly recommend because all of her pop-up stuff is there. So
thank you. We'd love to connect.
Thanks for listening, Bombshells. In order to continue to elevate, please rate and follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and hit us up on Instagram at Bombshell Brunches, where we'll be listening for your feedback, ideas, and guest suggestions. Until next time, stay focused, fierce, and fabulous.